All right, let's look at elections and politics now. The Institute of Race Relations has predicted that the ANC will attract around 59% of the votes in the national elections next year. The organization took a snap poll to assess, among other things, the favorability of the ANC, the EFF and the DA ahead of elections that are likely to be held in May. Let's now speak to Gareth Van Onselen, who's the head of politics and governance at the Institute of Race Relations. Gareth, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
So let's try break it down, you know, for our listeners. Based on the 69% voter turnout, which I believe you worked on, how does the projection look for the three biggest parties, the ANC, the DA and the EFF?
Right. So just to be clear up front, this isn't actually a prediction. It's actually a description of where the electoral market is at the moment.
Yeah.
So what we did was we ran a poll. We had 1,000 registered voters, and it was a representative random sample. And they gave us on 100% turnout. In other words, every single respondent's opinion is recorded. The ANC on 56%, the DA on 18%, and the EFF on 11%. But on election day, 100% of people never vote. There are a number of people that obviously don't go to the polls. Mm. In 2014, for example, the turnout rate was 73%. So we used a number of models to be able to project what turnout would look like at different levels. And I think 69% is sort of in the ballpark of where it's going to end up in 2019. And at 69%, that 56% becomes 59% for the ANC. The DA ends up on 22% and the EFF on 10%.
Oh, interesting. So it seemed the ANC then was the only one of the three parties that increased its favorability rating since September this year. Were you able to establish then why this is the case?
No, we didn't ask people for reasons as to why they voted for a particular party or in a particular fashion. But I do think one of the big overarching influences on ANC support at the moment is this, you know, idea of renewal, and that the ANC under Cyril Ramaphosa is attracting back voters that left under Jacob Zuma.
Yeah, interesting, because I also remember an Ipsos poll that actually found that, you know, the ANC was looking pretty good, but more people said they would actually vote for Cyril Ramaphosa. There were more people who said they would vote for him than they would vote for the African National Congress. Can you please tell us then about what your poll says about what is arguably the most contested province, that is Gauteng? What did you find?
Right. So in Gauteng, we found that no parties on a majority. We had the ANC on 48%, the DA on 25%, and the EFF on 13%. The trends are the same kind of thing as at national level, and the ANC is slightly up in Gauteng by about 2 points, and the EFF and DA are both slightly down. But the key thing is obviously that no party is on a majority or has an outright majority in that province, and it looks like it is going to be set for some kind of coalition scenario, or at least that is a very real possibility.
Oh, I see. And Gareth, I may have missed this, but you've spoken about, you know, speaking to about 1,000 registered voters. But what was the nationality, the demographic representative sample here?
Right. So, I mean, one of the key things you have to ensure in any poll is that your sample is demographically representative. In other words, it has the right kind of proportions when it comes to race, when it comes to gender, when it comes to age, geographic location. And you use the census information and various other forms of data to make sure that your sample is balanced in that way. And we believe that our one was totally demographically representative.
Mm, and you were emphasizing there that this could be different on election day, because as history has taught us, and you indicated to this, that, you know, voter turnout normally drops as democracies mature.
Yes. What tends to happen is that the number of people who are actively involved in a democracy who go and vote tends to get less and less with time. I mean, in some of the big mature democracies like the US and the United Kingdom, I mean, voter turnout is desperately low on election day. It's a sad consequence of people basically becoming apathetic. We're still in early days in South Africa, and to have a turnout of around sorry, beg your pardon. To have a turnout of around 70% is still very credible, but it will drop a bit, I think, this election, as it has done in previous ones.
Yeah. Look, thank you so much for explaining to us so well, Gareth van Onselen, the head of politics and governance at the Institute of Race Relations. What do you make of this poll? 59% of votes going to the ANC, that's according to a poll. 1,000 registered voters were polled by the Institute of Race Relations, and that seems to be what they are looking at. That